It's Tuesday, October 20th, 2015, and no matter where you are, you're on Texas Standard Time. I'm David Brown. Great to have you with us. Earlier this year, when a three-person group calling itself the Center for Medical Progress started releasing surreptitious videos with officials of Planned Parenthood across the country, including Houston, the self-described documentarians no doubt imagined that the images and the interviews they'd assemble would create a political firestorm, that it did. Notwithstanding the fact that the videos were heavily edited and, as CNN is now reporting, doctored with other images that are at best potentially misleading. Nonetheless, the frank discussion by Planned Parenthood officials suggesting the bartering of fetal tissue for money appears to have directly led to a decision by the state of Texas to kick Planned Parenthood out of the state Medicaid program. Allison Winicky is director of the research, director of research and professor at the Health Law and Policy Institute of the University of Houston Law Center. Now, Professor, it's my understanding that under federal law, states can't ban organizations from Medicaid just because they perform abortions. To eliminate a provider, doesn't the state have to show fraud or criminality here?
You're right. Federal law does say that in the Medicaid program, a patient is allowed to obtain assistance from any provider or institution who's qualified to perform the healthcare service.
So what is the evidence used to make a determination here that Planned Parenthood is guilty of some kind of fraud or criminality?
They actually cite as evidence for termination the videos themselves for three different program violations.
Which are what? The altering the timing or method of abortions, is that right?
That's exactly right. And so the first violation is that they say Planned Parenthood and by extension its affiliates violated the acceptable medical standards mm-hmm. and also the federal law, which prohibits altering the timing, method, or procedures to terminate a pregnancy solely for purposes of obtaining fetal tissue.
Well, Planned Parenthood says that these edited videos were doctored. That in fact there is nothing in these videos that shows that any laws whatsoever were broken.
Right, and that's definitely their argument, which they will bring, I'm sure, back to the state of Texas in trying to fight this termination, and also probably to the courts as well. The state, in their evidence, does not cite whether they're looking at, you know, doctored videos or undoctored videos, but they just cite evidence from video captured.
But here's something that really strikes me as remarkable. The state, according to the letter, has determined that Planned Parenthood and its affiliates are no longer, and I want to quote here, capable of performing medical services in a professionally competent, safe, legal, and ethical manner. That is incredibly damning. How then can the state allow Planned Parenthood to continue to provide any sort of medical service in light of a statement like that?
That's sort of the split between being a Medicaid provider, which has its own rules, and then separately, individual physicians and other healthcare providers are regulated by their respective medical boards. Like, for example, the Texas Medical Board, which licenses physicians in the state. And if there was a complaint against a particular physician, then that review of the physician would go through the Texas Medical Board process to determine if they actually keep their license. But this is a separate issue related to whether a physician, group of physicians, an organization like Planned Parenthood is allowed to accept and treat Medicaid patients.
If this holds, how much of a blow do you see this to Planned Parenthood?
It would definitely have an effect on the Planned Parenthood organization as well as their patients. I'll say that in the notice of termination letter, the Health and Human Services Commission, Office of Inspector General, goes to great lengths. They put in a paragraph about how this will not negatively impact patients because there are other providers available in the state of Texas. But we know that we do have health care access and provider issues in Texas relating to not enough physicians and other healthcare providers. And so cutting the number of providers even further will clearly cause a problem for patients.
What do you see as the next step here? As you're probably aware, just yesterday, a federal judge ruled that Louisiana has to keep making payments to Planned Parenthood for at least 2 more weeks as a case there continues. What happens next here in Texas?
So in Texas, Planned Parenthood can go through the appeal process, but I would not be surprised if, like in Louisiana, they decided to go through the court system to challenge this. Like in Louisiana, they will probably again cite the federal Medicaid law, saying that they are being terminated for reasons outside of their ability to provide quality care. And the state of Texas will come back with the evidence they cite in the video, which they claim is evidence that Planned Parenthood is incapable of providing quality care because of these program violations that they cite.
Allison Winicky is Director of Research and a Research Professor at the Health Law and Policy Institute, University of Houston Law Center. This is a story that obviously is continuing and is being closely watched nationwide. Professor, thank you very much.
Thank you.